Greetings, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. We have things to be thankful for. We have relationships to be excited about. We have accomplishments to applaud. We have successes to celebrate. When we look back at the varying paths you have each traversed through the past year, then look where you currently stand. Most have cause for gratitude. Making it through the awfulness of last year is a combination of several factors. If your firm made it through and you are here to tell about it, most likely you should be thanking the leadership of your organization. If you're a leader who made it through, you know the real story. Or, as Paul Harvey used to say for many years, here's the rest of the story. The real story is that you could never have made it in leadership if it wasn't for the many women and men who supported you, stood by you, and believed in your leadership. The truth is that leaders are pretty useless without the support and affirmation of those they lead. Leading is difficult on the best of days. When attempting to lead in a context of mistrust, loss of confidence, and organizational antagonism, most leaders fold. And why not? Leaders aren't their best when they're alone. They are most effective when they lead in community. I know a leader who doesn't espouse what I just said. He believes the role of leadership is a task in spite of those being led. As he puts it, Dave, I've been here in this role for over 20 years and have seen scores of people come and go, and yet I'm still at the helm, still doing my job regardless of the movement around me and below me. If you rely on the organization, you'll be disappointed, more disappointed than successful. People are looking to be led, and that's my job. Should I consider their regular input, I'd soon become a mess. Too many opinions are like too many cooks trying to make the soup. Well, I value this man. I believe he's a good leader. He gets the job done. He's turned in a solid performance for 10-plus years, the years that I've known him. But he's alone. He has no one on whom he relies, except for a couple of outside advisors. I have to wonder if the constant coming and going of the organization might be tied to his disregard for their input value. I have to wonder if he's happy in his work. I have to wonder when his career is over, what he'll have to celebrate other than a faded stack of profit and loss statements and outdated business success plaques. The most effective and rounded leaders are those who take in diverse opinions, perspectives, and ideas. They take them without judgment and mull them over, extracting the golden nuggets that make the difference. They celebrate and affirm others. They openly share and invite open sharing. They live for the relationships, believing the financial and business successes are simply the artifacts of leadership well lived. And it's true. After the dross of life is burned off, the pure stuff, the stuff worth living for and celebrating, are the relationships forged along the way. What kind of leader are you? Until next time, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.